This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are in hour two of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. I'm going to be taking over from here on out. Alex Jones is going to be filing some special reports from D.C., and then you may be seeing and hearing from him again, maybe be doing some podcasts later on today as well, so be on the lookout for that. Let me just kind of hit the reset button on the broadcast here and tell you what I'm going to be doing for the remainder of this transmission until the fourth hour host takes over. Who is hosting the fourth hour today, guys? The always entertaining and informative Gerald Celente. So let me just tell you the waterfront of news here, and then in the third hour, we're going to have a medical doctor in studio, and I just got to tell you, I mean, it's an honor and a privilege to be meeting all these wonderful doctors and getting them on air. The frustrating aspect is I've probably now interviewed two dozen doctors in the last year and a half, and they all say, for the most part, the same thing. There might be a little differentiate over here or, you know, a different topic over here, but it's pretty much overall the same thing. The vaccines are neither safe or effective. Here's the truth about COVID. Here's the truth about the treatments. And everything the mainstream is telling you is a complete lie. But it doesn't matter. I could interview 100 medical doctors, and it still wouldn't make a difference. Which is really frustrating. Or maybe it is making a difference, and I'm just impatient, or I'm just expecting more. But here's what we have coming up. I don't think it's irrelevant or old news to cover the lies from the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2016 and where the criminal indictment of her lawyer could potentially go. I understand most people sit there and they've been seeing the Durham story for 4 or 5 years now, and they've just given up. I agree. Completely agree. But the developments and now what we have the receipts on, I think, are very significant. We'll talk about that. I've got this whole stack of COVID and vaccine news, people that are fully vaccinated being hospitalized. In the state of Washington, they're announcing quarantine camps, Australian style, all of that and more in this big stack of news. The latest debacles from the Biden administration, where they've now confirmed what we already knew, that the airstrike that Biden ordered in Afghanistan actually killed seven children murdered by that airstrike, and three civilians, none of which were the terrorists they claimed that they striked. And then they launched the strike. They said, look, we got a terrorist. And they followed up saying, we killed this terrorist. And that turned out to be a lie. And it was all to save face because of the disastrous pullout from Afghanistan that resulted in dozens dead, including U.S. armed servicemen and women. So they launched the airstrike, they killed seven kids, they killed three innocent civilians, and what is Joe Biden doing this weekend? He's riding around on a bike like a five-year-old that just got the training wheels off because that's his mental capacity. We've also got updates from the border. That is just a surrender of the United States sovereignty. Is the wide open southern border by Joe Biden. He surrendered the U.S. for an invasion at the southern border, and you see that happening now. We continue to be teased on election audit news coming out of Georgia and Arizona, but we're told that we'll have Arizona by the end of this month, and we're told that we'll have Georgia by the end of next month. Again, will it have any consequence? I'm not sure, but we'll cover that. And, of course, remember the media and the Democrats and the Capitol Police and the federal government built up a big event this weekend that was happening called Justice for J6. A couple hundred people showed up, all peaceful people. And there was one arrest made. And what are the odds, or is it a coincidence, that the one arrest that was made was a federal agent? That's right, a federal agent. And who are the unindicted co-conspirators from January 6th? Are those also federal agents? Just like we saw this weekend, the only arrest of federal agents? Very interesting.
We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, taking out the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
Now, what is that something?
I got soul, and I'm super bad.
You got soul.
And I'm super bad.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, before I get into all of this news, as usual, we have big breaking reports with all of our great crew here, filed at band.video. And one of the recent ones that is so groundbreaking is from John Bowne. The vaccine genocide must end. You can find it at band.video. Here it is.
The federal government has shielded coronavirus vaccine manufacturers from personal liability lawsuits. Instead, there's a federal fund for those who can prove their injuries were caused by the vaccine less than 1 year after receiving it.
They only pay non-covered medical expenses and lost wages, as a general rule.
Congress should level the playing field. If the vaccines are so reliable and their efficacy is so high, then revoke the vaccine maker's liability. But that will never happen because what is disguised as a pandemic is actually a full-scale war on the inhabitants of Western civilization. Joe Biden has known of the plan for decades.
If we don't get one disease under control, you may find legislative bodies taking whole classes of people based upon propensity of conduct. Well, to say, we're going to put you in a certain category. We're going to demand mandatory testing for you.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
While world leaders will ignore New York's COVID-19 vaccine requirement when they gather at the United Nations General Assembly this week,
we must declare war on this virus. The United Nations, including the World Health Organization, is fully mobilized. We stand in full solidarity with you.
Meanwhile, the FDA is finally coming to its senses on the vaccine deaths and injuries.
I'm going to focus my remarks today on the elephant in the room that nobody likes to talk about, that the vaccines kill more people than they save. VAERS shows heart attacks happen 71 times more often following these vaccines compared to any other vaccine. Even if the vaccines had 100% protection, it still means we kill two people to save one life. Four experts did analyses using completely different non-U.S. data sources, and all of them came up with approximately the same number of excess vaccine-related deaths, about 411 deaths per million doses. That translates into 150,000 people have died. Early treatments are a much better alternative to boosters. The proof is that in Israel, cases are at an all-time high. In India, Uttar Pradesh is now COVID-19 free as of today. almost nobody there is vaccinated.
While booster shots are fumbled by the Biden administration.
Isn't announcing a specific date and a specific plan for the general population before any of the regulators, the FDA, the CDC, have approved it, isn't that the exact opposite of follow the science?
We had looked at the data and it looked as if boosters were going to be a good thing for Americans to start to utilize.
Joe Biden has tightened the screws on the deception pertaining to the lifeline of monoclonal antibody treatments, using the redistribution to punish red states that refuse his misguided draconian mandates.
We are very, very concerned with the Biden administration and the HHS's recent, abrupt, sudden announcement that they are going to dramatically cut the number of monoclonal antibodies that are going to be sent to the state of Florida.
He promised on September 9th that he was going to send 50% more supply of monoclonal antibodies to states. Yet, the Biden administration is cutting supplies in red states by 50%.
I think our role as the government overseeing the entire country is to be equitable in how we distribute. We're not going to give a greater percentage to Florida over Oklahoma, nor do I think are you suggesting that.
Meanwhile, a local news station in Detroit recently asked its viewers on its Facebook page to comment on any unvaccinated hospitalizations or deaths. What followed in the comments section were scores of people recounting vaccinated-related injuries and deaths, many questioning why the skyrocketing vaccinated injuries and deaths are being ignored, as oncology wards are filling up with vaccinated patients riddled with cancer. As natural immunity continues to be demonized, regardless that a recent Israeli study determined that natural immunity is 27 times more effective than the vaccines. John Bound reporting.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this. And this really is what separates InfoWars from most of the other media, especially those out in D.C. I can tell you, just like at the end of that John Bound report, there are all kinds of threads out there on social media where it's just hundreds or even thousands of people that are talking about vaccine injuries. And it'll just be one person that starts it like, hey, I don't understand. My dad was fully vaxxed. Now he's in the ICU with COVID and they say he's going to die. Or, hey, I'm fully vaxxed and now I'm in the ICU, not with COVID, but I have a heart problem and the doctors tell me it's from vaccines. And then there's hundreds, if not thousands, of comments of people saying the exact same thing, sharing their stories, and the media completely ignores it. And so that's just because I live this. I don't spend 3 hours a day in makeup. I don't spend my evenings whining and dining with politicos. That's what you get from most mainstream news, folks. 3 hours in makeup and then whining and dining with politicos all night. And then they have someone writes their scripts, tells them what to do. They're not informed. They have no clue what's going on. They take the paycheck. They live the lifestyle. That's not how we operate here. We live this. So it's almost frustrating, like on a weird ego competitive level. It's like, hey, yeah, give us the exclusive. Let us be the most hardcore. Let us be the most informative. Let us be tomorrow's news today if you don't want to do it. But it's not even about that. It's about everything is at stake. And if people don't start to wake up, America won't exist as we know it. Or at all. So the vaccines is just one element of that dynamic. And I've got more on that coming up in this big, massive stack of news that I have right here that we're going to come back with and discuss. But here's a perfect example. I'm watching Fox News this morning, and you have My Little Pony, Dana Perino, on there. And she's got, I think, that same guy that was on with Wallace Sunday night. You know, some establishment, big pharma hack. Just talking about how great the vaccines are and how successful the rollout has been and how they're going to be perfectly safe for kids and it's time to vaccinate all the kids and even newborns is totally fine. And My Little Pony Perino just sits up there blinking with her 10 layers of makeup on and her hours worth of hair done and, oh, you know, oh, I'm a news host. I'm a news anchor. I'm informing people. She does 3 hours of makeup. She's told what to say. And then she goes and wines and dines later that evening or plays fetch with her dog. Hey, fine, Dana. I get it. You're a big establishment person. You came out of the Bush administration. You earned your keep. Now you make millions of dollars at Fox News. Good for you. You're not helping anybody other than yourself. And I think that your audience should know that. And maybe they do by now. Dana Perino might be the nicest person. I don't know her. I know she's not helping her audience. I know she's not informing her audience. I know that Fox News is shilling vaccines for Big Pharma just like they're told to. But see, when I go into reality, whether it's people commenting on social media or I'm just living life and I'm just talking to people or I'm talking to friends or I'm talking to family, and it's all the same thing. See, you're lucky. Consider yourself lucky, and it's sad to say this. You get the vaccine, and you have a minor side effect, maybe two or three days of numbness. Maybe your arm goes numb. Maybe you get a fever. Maybe you get dizzy. Maybe you get nauseous. Maybe you get lightheaded, headaches, about two or three days, about the average. That's like the good reaction. Oh, but see, a lot of people getting their myocarditis. A lot of people getting even worse COVID. A lot of people dying. In fact, when we come back, I'm going to start it off. And I've got the latest VAERS numbers right here in front of me. The latest VAERS numbers on the vaccine injuries right here in front of me. And you tell me it's safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that clock we just showed on screen where the numbers are just ticking and spinning incessantly, nonsensically. Because my head is just spinning here, and I'm going to have to stop it from spinning and get it focused to cover the stack of news. But seriously, it's just like I'm just on a merry-go-round, and no matter what angle I'm looking at outside the merry-go-round, it's just total clown world insanity. So here's the angle we're going to focus on right now with the COVID and the vaccine news. And we'll start with this. Now, they already say, and for years, it's maybe 10% of actual vaccine injuries that get reported to the VAERS website. That's the Vaccine Adverse Reaction government website. And so they had to set this up basically because the vaccine manufacturers were given legal immunity, no pun intended, but legal immunity to any potential lawsuits due to vaccine side effects like death. So to try to balance that out, they said, well, you'll have legal immunity, but we're going to have a website here for people to report their vaccine injuries. By the way, there's an organic upstart called vaxaction.com, V-A-X-Action.com. That's just an organic peer-to-peer vaccine adverse reaction website, vaxaction.com. I suggest you use that. It's more interactive, and it doesn't go through government censorship. But here's what we have as of September 10th. So just recently, these are updated numbers for the year 2021 on the official vaccine adverse reaction website. And by the way, all of these numbers are record highs. In fact, you may recall, I still have the graph in my office over here. Maybe someone from the crew can go grab it. In fact, guys, somebody do that for me. Somebody go grab the huge posters. They're in my office. I see you guys back there. Yeah, just go grab them out of my office. You'll see them as soon as you walk into my office. The huge posters that show that all of these numbers are record highs. It'd be like, I mean, imagine the steroid era in baseball when for decades the highest number of home runs was 60 or 61 home runs, and nobody ever eclipsed 60 or 61 home runs. It was by far the best. Well, then what happened? Well, the players started using steroids, and so you had multiple guys hitting 60 home runs and even 70 home runs. And you said, whoa, something is up here. Well, the guys are using steroids. That's why you see all these records. And then they got rid of steroids, and now the numbers have been pedestrian again. But that's just an analogy. The point is that these numbers are so high, and that's quite frankly a bad analogy. That would be like if Mark McGwire or Barry Bonds hit 100 home runs in a season. That's what this would be like. It wouldn't be just, oh, Mark McGwire hit 70 or Barry Bonds hit 70. It'd be like if Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds or Sammy Sosa hit 100 or even 200 home runs. I mean, statistically, it'd be like 1,000 home runs if you extrapolate the actual percentages out. So imagine a baseball player hits 1,000 home runs in a major league season. 1,000. That's like as many bats as probably a record is 1,000. And now someone hits 1,000 home runs. You'd say, okay, something is wrong here. That's what's happening with the vaccine adverse reaction website. So these are all record highs, not even close. This is 1,000 home runs in a Major League Baseball season. You have 15,000 deaths from vaccines, 61,000 hospitalizations, 80,000 in urgent care, over 110,000 doctor office visits, and then all of these other different side effects, 8,100 Bell's palsy, 6,000 anaphylaxis. I'm probably butchering that. Almost 2,000 miscarriages, almost 7,000 heart attacks, almost 6,000 myocarditis, almost 20,000 permanently disabled, over 15,000 life-threatening, almost 30,000 severe allergic reaction, 3,000 thrombocytopenia, low platelet that's affecting your blood. And by the way, I'm also trying to follow up on a report. I'm going to be covering it later on the War Room. In fact, I really don't even want to mention it yet because I just don't have enough information on this. But I know I'm in communication with enough people in the medical industry to maybe find some information on this. I'm hoping when I talk about it on the War Room later that people are drawing blood from vaccinated people and from unvaccinated people, and what they're finding is just unbelievable. And from the little background research I did this morning, there's already some other whistleblowers out there talking about it. They analyzed blood from non-vaccinated people and from vaccinated people, and it's just stunning what is happening. But I'm going to digress off of that. So imagine. So these are the record numbers that we have, and the crews, hey, guys, just pull them in here live on air. Yeah, Rob, just bring them on in here. We got the cameras here. So just back that camera up. This was months ago. This was months ago, and I believe the number on there is just over 10,000. Here, we'll have Rob be our model today and put these out in front of the desk. So imagine, though, I went out on the streets of Austin. You may recall the video, and I showed people how there's been almost 10,000. I believe this was in July. And I showed, so imagine a Major League Baseball player hits 500 home runs in a season. You'd say, something is wrong here. This is not right. So you went from about 1,000, according to the VAERS website, you went from about 1,000 vaccine deaths a year, and then you notice that number goes straight up, almost straight vertically, kind of like Joe Biden's vote tallies at 2 a.m. in the morning. Incredible there. And it just goes straight up, and now that was months ago, before it hadn't even hit 10,000 yet. Now it's at 15,000 as of September 10th. It's at 15,000. Guys, just put the graphs on screen here so people can get the idea. So these are the official. This is a line graph and a bar graph because we don't discriminate here. We like all types of graphs. Maybe we should have a pie graph, too. You know, be fully diversified. Full screen shot. So you can see here, this was in July. These are the VAERS reported deaths from vaccines as of July, and you'll notice a certain year it goes through the roof. Well, that would be this year. Well, what's the anomaly of this year? The COVID vaccines. And now the number is up to 15,000 deaths. And they believe only 10% of the people actually report or even know to report a vaccine injury or side effect. So you could go with those numbers. It may be aggressive to say, well, okay, let's multiply 15,000 by 10. What do you get? You get 150,000. So have 150,000 people died of the COVID vaccine, or is it just 15,000? Either way, not a good look. And when you analyze the actual comparison year by year to vaccine-related deaths, again, it's like a Major League Baseball player hitting 500 home runs in a season, or it's like the football season just started. It'd be like if a quarterback threw 300 touchdown passes in a year, or a running back runs for 20,000 yards in one season. It's off the charts. It's never been seen before. It's immeasurable. And I haven't even gotten to the news. This is just one story of the vaccine injury website, the official government website, reporting 15,000 vaccine deaths in the year 2021 alone.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products and 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, there is no way I can get through all of this news before I'm joined by a doctor in studio. Dr. Brian Artis to, I guess, further get into this COVID stuff. So I'm thinking about maybe putting this off. The good news is I'm going to be hosting the War Room today, so I've got 3 hours to cover it. So I think what I'm going to do here is I'm going to put this COVID news on hold for now because I'm sure we're going to be getting into it with the good doctor joining us here in 30 minutes in studio. So I'm going to put this stack of news on hold for the war room today. But then another part of me is like, I got to cover it now. It's just too big not to cover. But then the entire show ends up being about COVID and vaccine. So let me just push pause on that for now and get into the rest of this news that is developing. And let's start over here with the Durham indictment of Hillary Clinton's lawyer. Now, I understand in a way this is all irrelevant, but it's also not, because it exposes how fake and corrupt the mainstream media is and how dumb people like Natasha Bertrand are, or what's her name, Natasha Bertrand or Bertrand. She writes for The Atlantic, one of the biggest Russiagate hoaxers in the history of Russiagate, right up there with the CNN crews and the MSNBC crews, just totally falling for all the lies. And so what's come out in this indictment is quite stunning, actually. John Durham indictment shows Clinton likely worked with top Google executive to fabricate Russia hoax, says Google whistleblower. And in the indictment, it actually says, and the name isn't included in there, but it actually says a big tech executive was involved in this. A university was also involved in this. That said university was on the table for millions of dollars in research grants. Are you connecting the dots here? So Hillary Clinton says, hey, go along with this hoax so that I can get into office. I get into office, you get your millions of dollars of research grants. Ah, you get the Google execs involved. You do the same thing with them. Hey, we'll give you legal protection. We'll give you legal grants. Just go along with this hoax. Don't worry, Hillary will win. It'll be fine. Oh, they all got caught. And now you have Michael Sussman indicted. Is he going to sing like a canary? Or is he just going to take the charges? It's going to be an interesting thing to watch develop. But Hillary Clinton was caught working with the feds, working with lawyers, working with universities, working with big tech executives, fabricating the Russia hoax, and literally a fake news story, folks. Literally completely made up by Hillary Clinton and her cohorts in 2016 during the election cycle. Completely made up. The whole Russiagate phenomenon, fake news story, all confirmed, totally made up. Do you get any apology from the mainstream news that lied to you? Do you get any apologies from Natasha Bertrand from The Atlantic, who lied to you and went on TV every night telling you that Trump was working directly with Russia and had back channel ties to Russia? All lies, Natasha. Are you going to come out and apologize? Are you going to come out and admit that you were fooled? No, I doubt it, because you're a liar. The awards given to CNN for their Russiagate coverage, all a hoax. Are they going to apologize? No, you won't get any apologize. As Glenn Greenwald points out, quoting Hillary Clinton's tweet when all of this broke right before the election on October 31st, entirely made up whole cloth by Hillary's campaign, bribing other people to go along with the lie. Now we know it, stated by Glenn Greenwald. All four statements from this Hillary tweet 8 days before the election, all four are complete lies. This scam was cooked up by her own campaign operatives, then fed to her media servants who laundered it as she pretended she learned it from them. All made up, all a giant hoax. And here's why it's key. I get it's yesterday's news. It doesn't really impact anything maybe anymore, except for these indictments that are rolling down, and maybe there'll be some cooperation, maybe not. It just shows how the media lies about everything. It shows how politicians are involved, how big tech executives are involved, how universities are involved, how the media is involved. They're all involved. They're all involved, lying to you, deceiving you, all because they want money and power. And Hillary Clinton is one of the worst ever. And she's been caught red-handed, hand in the cookie jar. Crumbs all over her mouth, crumbs all over her blouse, crumbs all over the table, still eating the cookies, and she's been caught. And where is the media on any of this? Well, they're covering it up because they were involved in the big lie. as they are covering up the status of Joe Biden right now, who you can see riding a bike. He went on another vacation this weekend, you know, as the country deteriorates and consumer prices skyrocket. The border is wide open. We just murdered innocent children in Afghanistan. And Joe Biden is on an ice cream social bike ride. And there's videos. It's all a publicity stunt to, you know, prove that Biden, I guess, can ride a bike or whatever. And so, but you see him smiling as he's riding by the media like a five-year-old, because that's his mental capacity. But Joe Biden is essentially a five-year-old, and he's riding a bike, and it's just the greatest thing in the world for Joe. This is just the greatest enjoyment. He's in a five-year-old's mental state. It's all a photo op. It's all a video op. It's all just a giant hoax. Oh, look at Joe. He can ride a bike. And Joe just doesn't know what's going on. He's just like a five-year-old that just got the training wheels off. He's just so excited to ride his bike around the neighborhood with his friends. But where's Joe Biden on this? Kabul airport suicide bomber who murdered 13 Americans and wounded dozens of others was set free from Bagram prison after Joe Biden abandoned the U.S. base in July. So the prisoners that were set free by the Biden administration at Bagram Air Force Base murdered Americans, and the prisoners that were traded for a deserter, Bo Bergdahl, that nobody actually was trying to get back because he deserted, and then the Taliban used him as a bargaining chip with Obama to free their prisoners. Obama traded five terrorists for one U.S. deserter. It was never about bringing Bo Bergdahl home. That was all fake news. Bo Bergdahl was already out there. He was used as a bargaining chip by the Taliban, and Obama worked with the Taliban to free five of their top leaders who are now running Afghanistan. So the Biden administration freed prisoners from Kabul who ended up murdering American citizens. And the Obama administration freed prisoners from Guantanamo Bay who are now running the regime in Afghanistan. And they still won't even comment on murdering seven children and three innocent civilians in Afghanistan with a drone strike authorized by Biden. And now they're just blaming the military for it when Biden is the one that made the call. Or maybe it was Milley. Who really knows at this point? They murdered children. Can you imagine if Trump launched a drone strike that murdered seven children? Can you imagine? Can you imagine what the media coverage would be like? Can you imagine what the headlines would be like? Can you imagine the cover of Time magazine, what that would be like? But Biden does it, and there's crickets, ladies and gentlemen. Crickets. Or as Elon Musk puts it, And by the way, there's a reason why the Biden administration is ignoring Elon Musk. He's still sleeping. Musk mocks Biden for ignoring SpaceX's historic all-civilian orbital mission. In the wake of the Inspiration 4 private orbital mission success, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk offered a snarky reply when asked why President Joe Biden was ignoring the feat when even his competitors had celebrated the achievement. And Musk said he's still sleeping. But yeah, the Biden administration doesn't want to recognize Elon Musk because he's not for government tyranny. He's not for vaccine mandates. He's his own man. He doesn't want to be beholden to any globalist forces. He's come out against the COVID tyranny. He's come out against the government tyranny. And, you know, he is actually legitimately exploring space and innovating for the people. Not for the globalists, not for the elite, but for the people. So let's see if Elon Musk doesn't get more hardcore in the coming months.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And the legend continues, ladies and gentlemen, the legend of InfoWars. Here we are, still live. 20-plus years fighting the globalist. I'm going on 6 years here myself, and what an honor and a privilege it is to have this audience and have this platform and still be live despite all the attacks against us, which are just far-reaching, you know most of it, and the censorship as well. Let's get into this stack of news over here. Again, we have a renowned doctor joining us coming up, Dr. Brian Artist in studio. And we'll just get into the latest with COVID and the vaccines and everything. And, you know, it'll echo everything else you've heard from all the great doctors we've had on here live discussing this, what the mainstream media won't tell you because they're owned by Big Pharma, kind of like our politicians. But let's look at some of these other stories developing. from the National File. George Soros funds the Bush-Clinton-Obama group pushing for Afghan migrants. Former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama and failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton are serving as honorary co-chairs of an organization to support the welcoming of Afghan migrants into the United States of America following the U.S. defeat to the Taliban and failed evacuation. The organization Welcome.us is funded by socialist billionaire George Soros's Open Society Foundations. As the late, great George Carlin said, it's a big club, and you ain't in it. By the way, Jason Whitlock, who's also a TV show host, I believe it was he was a guest on either Tucker, or maybe it was Kudlow. I'm just, all the media I'm consuming is merging in my brain. He went on and called Joy Reid a satanic priestess of the New World Order. Folks, that's like mainstream media people now saying this stuff. Wow. And, of course, you have Nicki Minaj going up against Joy Reid as well. But that's just more to the it's a big club and you ain't in it. New video at Infowars.com. Invasion force of tens of thousands of Haitians heading towards southern border. So it's. You know, it's like 30,000 plus now. Yeah, there it is. Jason Whitlock. Yeah, put it back on. Jason Whitlock stated Joy Reid was a satanic priestess in the alphabet cult. It's just, here's the thing, though. Joy Reid doesn't have near enough power. She's like in the back room during these things. The real ones are Marina Abramovich and such. But I'm digressing. Biden regime processing Haitian family units in Del Rio and releasing them into the United States. No vaccine mandates, no testing, just come on in. We got a wide open country. Biden has surrendered the U.S. to the New World Order, to the globalists. And this is what's really going on here. This is just wild stuff, wild images and videos coming out of the southern border. They're now lassoing up the illegal border crossers. It's just unbelievable. Just scenes from a third world hellhole, scenes from a dystopian science fiction movie, all down at our southern border. And this is what it comes down to. Senate parliamentarian kills Democrat bid to shoehorn 8 million green cards into $3.5 trillion spending bill. This is from Zero Hedge. And so we've known that this is the plan by the Democrats, by Biden. Bring in as many illegal immigrants as possible. We're looking at about, Alex thinks it's about 8 to 10 million. I'm maybe a little on the lower side of that. He's usually right when we have these debates. I believe it's going to be about 5 to 7 million illegal immigrants entering this year. But either way, the goal is green cards and then amnesty and then voting blocks and then turn Texas blue and then forget about ever having a free country again. Newsom signs housing bills that limit single-family zoning. Advocacy group says law will help narrow racial wealth gap in California. So this is the second part. So first it is bring them all in. Then it is make them all citizens. Then it is flood suburban America with these people to just completely destroy it. Because they've already destroyed the inner cities. See, when America was booming, you wanted to live in the inner city. You wanted to live downtown. You had great public transport, or you could walk, or whatever was going on, it was safe. You had good schools. Well, then the Democrats got in charge, and all that went to hell. Now inner cities are the most crime-ridden, impoverished parts of the land of the United States of America. So now they want to import that poverty, import that degeneracy, import that destruction, import that criminality into the suburbs. So now it's, hey, most people, once you get a family, you want to get out of the cities because it's the most criminal, impoverished areas of America to live in. Well, now the Democrats, they have a solution for that. They're going to bring in 8 million illegal immigrants, make them citizens, and then build housing projects in the American suburbs. See how that works? It's all the Democrat plans. Coward and Pliven, Agenda 21. You name it. This is what they're doing. It's a globalist takeover to destroy America into a one world government. And if you don't like it, you're a racist, don't you know? Poll finds that more white than black people want police abolished in Minneapolis. Oh, by the way, the bill the bill that was written by Ilhan Omar to defund and abolish the police in Minnesota, guess what? She scrapped it. Yeah, she scrapped it. And I'm sure she figured this one out before she did, that it's actually black people that deal with crime living in Minneapolis that want the police. Go figure. Go figure. People that live in these cities that happen to be black don't want to see their cities and areas overwhelmed with criminals and violence. Who would have thought? I guess Ilhan Omar just figured that one out. This is just news of the hilarious now. The videos at Infowars.com, the stories by Steve Watson. Driver tells eco-protesters blocking motorway, you are causing more pollution. It's the Extinction Rebellion. By the way, AOC came out today and said we have 12 years left to live. I will bet, I mean, what should I bet? My head? You know, my legs, my male member. I mean, I will bet everything that we're not all, the earth is not going to cease it to exist. Humanity is not going to cease to exist because of man-made climate change in 12 years. Do you understand that politicians and media, more recently the Democrats, but politicians and media have been telling you that climate or weather was going to end the planet for 100 years? 100 years they've been doing this. And I say that, I did a report, I don't remember how long ago, on the War Room, where we documented how in the 20s they said an ice age was going to kill us all, and then in the 30s it was a flood, and then in the 70s it was acid rain, and then in the 80s it was an ice age, and then in the 90s it was a flood, and then in the 2000s it was global warming, and now here you are, it's just climate change. It's just overall just climate change is going to kill all of us. It's always 10 years to live, it's always we're all doomed, we're all dead, and then somehow we're all still here. And it's kind of like the weatherman who always gets things wrong. I'm not saying the weatherman is bad. It's hard to predict the weather. But the point is, most people know the weatherman usually not going to get the weather right, and that's fine. But these people want to actually dictate policy off of their lies. Yeah, there's the 80s with Leonard Nimoy telling you that an ice age is inevitable and we're all going to be dead by the year 2000. They just had to remove at a glacier park, I believe it was in Alaska, a sign that said, by the year 2020, all these glaciers will be melted. Well, you can still go to that glacier park, and guess what? They're all still there. And so they had to take the sign down. But hey, according to one of the dumbest people to ever serve in Congress, if not the dumbest, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, we're all dead in 12 years due to weather. So plan accordingly, I guess. But see, that's just all nonsense and hilarious until they actually want to write policy and take away all of your individual liberties and civil liberties and freedoms and rights in the name of weather, as if they can stop the weather. But then they actually have weather machines and weather modification programs that are run and made by men that they never even talk about. Perhaps I don't even know if you would call that hypocrisy. What would you even call that? Irony? I mean, it's maybe the greatest irony in our history that they talk about man-made climate change all day long, like it's going to kill us, but they don't actually talk about weather weapons and weather modification. That's all public information now, and China and Russia and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and all these other countries admit that they make weather. Hell, the U.S. government admits that they make water. I've been to their meetings. I've sat in their meetings where they talk about how they manipulate weather in Texas. And then I'm told I'm a conspiracy theorist. All right, more news coming up on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
We're all